Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 21st day of March 2010. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, as always, this past week has been a busy one. Lots of interesting things going on. The big news now, of course, is the vote on the health care bill, which is supposed to happen sometime today. I'm not sure if it's happened yet or not. A lot of people anguishing over this on both sides of the aisle. A lot of congressmen and congresswomen want to vote for it without their constituents knowing they're doing so. They don't want to take the heat. There's a virtual meltdown of the telephone system at the U.S. Capitol. Just so many calls coming in that, well, it's system overload. That's what it is, system overload. We're going to have a special guest today. I haven't got my message board up here yet, so he may be on hold. I don't know. We got a break coming up here soon. I should have my message board up by then. Mr. John DiNardo will be with us, and I just got a message from my engineer that he is on board with us. And rather than bring him on board and have the first break interrupt us, I'll just kind of keep this little dialogue going until the first break, and we'll go from there. What John and I will be talking about will be several topics. The biological weapon that this flu vaccine has been made into, the earth changes that he and I are both diligently studying, and it's a passion for both of us to keep current of what's going on. And we'll probably segue into other topics as well. And, of course, your calls are always welcome at 800-313-9443. So we will do that as soon as we get back from this break. We'll bring John DiNardo on board and get our discussion going. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Mr. DiNardo. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of March, 2010. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Well, my special guest today is a gentleman I hope to have at least once a month. He was on with us last week, Mr. John DiNardo from back east. He's got a degree that allowed him to teach physics at the high school level, which impresses the hell out of me, because they were trying to teach me such things, I was more interested in playing football and going to the dances with the pretty girls. I'd had much interest in mathematics and physics. But it takes guys like John DiNardo with magnificent brains like that to help us understand how the world works. John, are you still there, sir?
Thank you, John, for having me. I just try to contribute what little I know to help people, because this is what God calls us to do, is just to help people with bring them to truth, which is the most important nourishment that anyone
absolutely
can think of.
People refer to people like you and myself as watchmen on the wall sometimes, and that certainly has some accuracy to it. The first topic we're going to discuss today is the fact, and it is fact, backed up by some very strong evidence that could be presented in court, the fact that Baxter International Pharmaceutical Company was caught red-handed right at a year ago attempting to distribute swine flu vaccine that had live virus in it, which of course would have made it a contagious biological weapon. You've been reading about this, I've been reading about this, and there's a lot of speculation, isn't there, John, about it it coming back in another form. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know how much speculation there is. I know Glenn Parnum alerted us to that on the Joyce Riley's Power Hour just recently. He said, don't get so complacent. Because Joyce was saying that, well, the H1N1 flu was a big hoax and it's all gone now, that it was hysteria, never turned out to be true. And he said, don't get complacent because it's about to reappear in probably this middle of this year or in the fall of this year. He was saying that the pneumonic plague, this pneumonic flu, is popping up, and there are numerous cases. I think he stated the number of about 300,000 that have been covered up in the press, 300,000 victims of this pneumonic plague, and I presume that they're all dead, because what he described is the same symptoms that Dr. Rebecca Carley described with Alex Jones on his, what I consider to be a landmark broadcast on March 5th, 2009. If anybody ever gets a chance, go to Alex Jones, his archives, March 5th, 2009. And they both said the same thing. They said the symptoms of this particular deadly flu are that your lungs, you bleed out into your lungs and suffocate to death.
Well, you drown in your own blood because your lungs basically dissolve is what happens.
Yes, so this is something that every one of us should be looking into and preparing for. Now, you know, unlike someone who is accused of a crime, they should be considered innocent until guilty. This plague should be just quite the contrary, guilty until proven innocent. In other words, don't assume that it might not happen, because that's like assuming that you might not get killed. What you have to do is prepare to prevent the loss of life, the loss of your life and your family's lives. And we can do that by various measures that we many of us know about, because we try to steer clear of the mainstream medical community.
Well, what they have to offer is nothing I'm interested in myself. Personally, I'm looking at the Moore family doing a self-quarantine once it gets to a certain point.
That's would be an ideal measure to take. Another thing would be, right now what I'm doing is I have this big 1.25 gallon jar with a spigot on it. It's my water jar, and I do high filtration of my water, including reverse osmosis. And then when I pour it into this water jug for the family, I put some super silver in their solution. And also some of the tincture of, I have various tinctures that I got through a particular very reliable master herbalist who is fairly well known. I don't want to mention any names because I don't want to sound like I'm plugging anybody.
Okay.
But what I bought from her are tincture of echinacea, tincture of astragalus, and tincture of ginseng, American ginseng.
Okay.
All three of which develop and strengthen the immune system, but it takes time.
Right.
After I'm done with one small 4-ounce bottle, which takes maybe a few weeks or a month, then I rotate from echinacea to astragalus to American ginseng, all the while putting some super silver and a couple drops of Nutridyne iodine in the water.
Astragalus is one out of all the ones you mentioned. The astragalus is the only one I'm not familiar with. Tell us about that.
Well, astragalus is a Chinese herb, and it, along with echinacea and American ginseng, are known to strengthen the body's immune system. But again, it's like sort of like weightlifting. You don't just get muscle bound overnight. You have to continually take it, and you shouldn't take it over prolonged periods. You should rotate to another, from what I understand, rotate from one particular tincture, herbal tincture, to another. You can take them in capsule form also, or you'll find them in the health foods stores, echinacea, ECH, etc.,
right.
Astragalus, A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, and American ginseng. There are others, too, other herbs that are developed immune system. But that's one of the things that we should be doing right now, because it really looks like these people are out to cause, to diminish and to depopulate the earth, as they say.
Well, absolutely. They want to kill off everybody on the earth except for 500 million people, which would be, I think we have, 6.5 billion people on the earth right now?
Yeah, right.
So that would be 6 billion people dead. And, yeah, I agree, absolutely, John. I do some things myself health-wise. I have a nutrition a doctor who specializes in nutrition, and I seek counsel with once a month. And take a line of supplements, standard process, which I can't sell them to. You can't buy them just order them off the street. You have to go through a healthcare professional to get them. And I drink filtered water and I work out. I just came from a little workout session just before the show. But people need to be doing these things, working on their immune system, working on their health and nutrition. Now, while we have what appears to be the luxury of time, don't we?
Yes, right. I think we have a few months before this plague is going to really explode across around the world. Glenn Parnham was saying that there are 300,000 victims, probably all dead right now, around the world, that are have been afflicted with this pneumonic plague, and its pneumonic characteristics are the same as those of what those that are associated with that particular live virus that was criminally distributed by Bayer Labs and Baxter Labs back around the beginning of March of 2009. And again, I urge people, I send you the DVD of what I had made, John, of that particular broadcast and other relevant broadcasts which highlighted that the genocidal nature of this virus, this vaccine that they've got out. And other people can get the wonderful presentation, about 2 hours, 1 hour of Alex Jones and then another hour of Alex Jones with Dr. Rebecca Corley, if they go to the March 5th, 2009 Alex Jones archives.
Okay. And that's over at our sister station.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't mention
that. Yeah. That's okay. I mean, we all, you know.
Well, people's lives are at risk, so it's probably...
Station management has their issues with each other, but us talk show hosts, we all know each other and get along, so...
Oh, okay. But anyway, John, I wanted to say that that we have so much evidence now. In this DVD I send you, Dr. Stan Monteith is probably the prime resource of information on the New World Order, the power elite's long-held plan to depopulate the world, to exterminate us. Mm-hmm. Most of the people in the world are left just a skeleton slave force. Dr. Stan Monteith states in his presentation, Planned Population Reduction DVD, Planned Population Reduction, many of the documents, actually, that they put out themselves where they state that they want to kill most of the people in the world.
Right.
And one of them is National Security Study Memorandum 200. That's, if anybody wants to just, they can find it on the internet. Just Google National Security Study Memorandum or NSSM 200. And in that you will see this is an official document that was gotten through the Freedom of Information Act that, where they state they want to depopulate the world and leave roughly, 5 or 10% of the world's population. Also, the Georgia Guidestones are there.
Oh, yeah.
Is their declaration written in stone? And that is on Alex Jones's DVD, Endgame. If you want to get Endgame or look at it on the internet, you'll see the Georgia Guidestones.
Right. I've interviewed a young man who's been to the Guidestones several times and read them and photographed them. They're written in several languages. And there's a lot of esoteric stuff, like the distance from a certain town is a critical thing. It's just at the edge of a cornfield in Georgia. But they do state there their goal is to eliminate most of the people on the planet. That's very true.
Right. And if you put that together with the fact that we know that Earth changes are ramping up right now. In fact, I checked with my friend who follows solar activity just a little while ago. And she told me, yes, the sun, you know, even though we all know that the sun was in an extraordinary state of quiescence, from the end of 2007 all the way through 2009, she states that it's getting more active. It's not hyperactive yet, but it's more active than it was 6 months ago, and that would be logical.
Hold on, John. We've got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. Call numbers 800-313-9443. Sunday, the 21st of March. Mr. DiNardo, are you still there, sir?
Yes, John.
Okay, let's hear. You've got a show you do every Sunday night. It's kind of an interesting show that focuses on Earth changes. It's 17 programs that are rotated every 17 weeks and a dramatic flair to them, I understand. Tell us about that.
Well, I take information from various sources regarding Planet X. Much of it is from Pastor David J. Smith, and I put music in the background to dramatize it. And it teaches people, you know, it grabs people's attention and allows them, gives them a greater credibility, increases their credence in the concept of Planet X, while also giving in-depth scientific and also prophecy, psychic information in combination with the scientific data on Planet X and also the Bible prophecy. So it comes from many different fields, and also archaeology is another field that contributes to the credibility of this Planet X issue.
Absolutely, it does. And how and when do people, can they listen to it?
It's on Sundays, every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on 3185 shortwave. That's 3185 shortwave, while simulcast on WWRB.org. WWRB.org.
Okay. World Wide Web, RomeoBravo.org. All right.
I know that's confusing. But it's not really World Wide Web. It's actually, if they could just type in WW, it stands for Worldwide Religious Broadcasting, and that's the station that broadcasts on 3185 shortwave, but they also simulcast on the Internet on their call letters, which is WWRB. Two W's and an R B.org.
So World Wide Web would be in front of all that mess. Okay.
It should be. It could be, but doesn't have to be. I don't want them to think it's three W's. It's only two W's. WWRB.
Okay. WhiskeyRomeoBravo.org.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight and every Sunday night.
Yes, right.
All right. Now, Pastor Smith has been a thorn in the side of the powers that be for, what, 30-something years or more?
Yeah.
He's quite a guy. I've admired and appreciated and followed his work for, I guess, about 15, 16 years now. I first became aware of him. And I think he's down in Texas now, isn't he?
Yes, Waxahachie, Texas.
Yeah.
I met him a few years back. I came down to visit some friends.
I would love to meet the man sometime. Yep.
He's very kind and gracious.
Yeah, the majority of pastors are fearful of going the directions he's gone. They think it's bad for business, running their church as a business. So they don't go to the places that Pastor Smith has gone.
That's right.
Let's see,
they don't have the insights that he has about how Bible prophecy connects with the world events. I haven't heard any pastor with that kind of insight.
Stature and the outreach that he does. You know, there might be some little country pastor someplace, but we don't know who he is, do we?
Right.
Before we go on to the earth changes, I think we need to talk a little bit more about preventive measures people can take to be safe from the swine flu.
Okay, well, Super Silver, and I don't want to mention any brand names, actually, but any kind of super, do your research, find out what is the best silver solution that you have found and use that. In fact, what I've done is I bought several different brands.
Okay.
And sometimes I use them in combination, but and the only way you're really going to find out what's most effective is to buy several of what you consider maybe the three of the best, most highly recommended brands of silver solution.
Okay.
And then try them out. See which one is more effective. Look for the opportunity to catch a cold. Look for the opportunity to get a mild case of the flu so you can try it out and see how it works.
Uh-huh. Or find somebody that's already got sick, because I know myself, if I had to wait till I got sick, I might be waiting 8 or 10 years. that's not a bad plan there. Like I mentioned earlier, self-quarantine, which basically means don't go places where there's lots of people if you don't have to. We're going to see some of that. I believe if things get bad enough.
Well, you know what that means? That means you have to have all your food and supplies already stacked up.
That's right. It remains to be seen if or when the swine flu comes back. It may manifest itself later this year. It may not. But the smart thing to do is to be prepared, because we know their plan. We know what they want to do. That we know their ultimate goal. And viruses are very effective killers. In fact, wasn't it Prince Charles that said he would like to be reincarnated as a virus if he had the opportunity?
Very good. That's an excellent point right there. And that's that quote is documented. So, I mean, how much more evidence do you need to know that somebody's out to kill you?
Right, and to take preventive measures. Okay, well, let's do a segue and go right into earth changes. We got into it a bit there before the break with the woman talking about the solar activity. It's starting to get active again, isn't it?
She says, yeah, we're getting, and I have been looking at it a little bit, not as much as I should be recently, but I've been seeing the filaments. She's talking about this filament in the sun, which is...
We got a bottom of the hour break. Hold on.
Okay.
John, hold on. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of March, 2010. Before we get back to our guest here, I need to remind you that Freeze-Dried Guy continues to do innovative, neat things with the long-term food storage business. His pay-as-you-go clubs, there's four different pay-as-you-go clubs. Entry level is one case of freeze-dried food a month, up to several cases of freeze-dried food a month. And the price will vary slightly each month depending on what's being delivered. And the fourth pay-as-you-go club is protein meals, all of which are shipped to your door, shipping included, and a different variety every month. He also has a buyer's club for $5 a month, entitles you to an across-the-board very nice discount for everything that he sells. His toll-free number, he's out there on the left coast, so don't call him before, I would say, 9 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. 3663. His website is freezedryguy.com, and there's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com, and that is my website, thelibertyman.com. You can read my bio, see my photographs there, and check out the products I've put together for you. I just recently became a Berkey water filter distributor. That's now posted on my website just as of Friday, finally. It took my webmaster a while. And also the Agrand line of natural fertilizers for your garden and your fruit trees. The Chinese like this stuff so much they bought their entire inventory and shipped it to China. Kind of a reverse import deal there. In 2008, they bought their entire inventory of natural fertilizer made from fish. So if you want to have the best tasting and most nutritious fruits and vegetables, that's what you want, is the Agrand fertilizer on your garden. Back to Mr. DiNardo. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, John.
All right. And we were talking off the air about Bayer and International and Baxter International, these massive pharmaceutical companies. They got caught red-handed right at a year ago attempting to distribute live flu vaccine in the Czech Republic. And it would have gone other places, but a technician did the right thing. He tested the vaccine on ferrets. Ferrets apparently have a respiratory system very similar to humans. And all the ferrets died, didn't they?
Yes. And they were shocked. The government officials in Czech Republic were shocked and outraged. They said, in fact, in Alex Jones's report, he got these from the newspapers around the world. He said it was in Canadian newspapers, in Russian newspapers, in European newspapers, this report that they got caught, and the officials of the Czech Republic health agencies were outraged. They said this is impossible. In fact, the headline of the report that Alex Jones put out was accidental contamination of a vaccine with live flu is impossible.
Right.
They claimed it was a criminal act. This is what the government's charged.
The way these modern laboratories are set up, with so many fail-safe mechanisms in place, it cannot happen by mistake. And that's been verified by a number of industry insiders who have helped set up these labs and work in these labs for decades. I recall reading an Australian biological weapons or biological scientist who said exactly the same thing. It had to be some kind of intentional contamination.
Right.
You ready to take a call? We got a couple of callers here, John. You ready for a call or two?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, though, I would expect that they would have tried to do it in a more subtle way with more, a deadened virus in the fall of 2009 during a big H1N1 campaign, the flu shot campaign. So now it's probably incubating. I would think there's a good chance, a possibility that it's incubating in people who took the flu shot in the fall of last year, and now a small percentage of them are going to get what's called a hybridization or transmutation of the deadly avian flu with the H1N1 seasonal flu that's mixed into the vaccine. In their bodies, it will transmutate and go airborne and become like a bomber, like a B-52 bomber. Deadly and covering the entire population.
Well, that's certainly a good analogy. Here's our first call, JG in California. Go ahead, JG.
Hi, John, Dr. DiNardo.
Yes, John DiNardo. That's all. I'm not a doctor. I just have a bachelor's degree in science education and electrical engineering background.
Professor DiNardo, then, okay?
No, just John.
Okay, John. To both of you, I'm going to play hardball here, and hopefully I'd like your take, John Moore. John, those of us that have worn a badge in the past know the definition of premeditation, correct?
Oh, yes.
As I expressed on Jack McLam's show in the past and other shows, chemtrails to me are premeditated murder. Now, John, yourself in law enforcement, and then how do I express this? It's like I've mentioned before, we have the experts, the attorneys, the prosecutors, the engineers on 9/11. Now we're faced again, as of last year, we're going through the same crap again. We're worried in fear, Dr. Carley and Horowitz and Dr. Mercola and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Sherry Rogers. They're all, you know, the varsity team expressing their views on what to do. Now, as a nation, for the way we've been founded and those two documents, specifically the Declaration of Independence stating we have the right to alter or abolish, John, as a law enforcement officer, tell me, and I don't want to tick you off, but it's like, as the guardians of the Republic are doing, which they, you know, are looked upon as, you know, this is not the right time to do this, it's like, when is it ever the wrong time to act on the documents that we have? And the point is this. I saw a movie about a group of men that were hunters and professionals, and they found this young black kid, took him out to the wilderness and said after dinner and just coaxing him and bringing him into the troop that all of a sudden the next day they woke up and they made him a target and gave him about, was that maybe 30 minutes to flee for his life, and they were going to hunt him down. Therefore, he had the right to pick up a weapon if he killed one of the other ones, and that's what he wound up doing. So what I'm asking either one of you, why are we waiting to be murdered? I mean, if it's like if you say, the fact that, what are we going to do, JG, stand up with the well, those in the military, those are in law enforcement. It's like, what are we waiting for them not to stand up, to walk into a courtroom, as I say, and prosecute those that are in charge? Like, why hasn't Baxter and the other company been prosecuted? It's like, okay, they're the elite, they've got the money, but what the hell are we waiting for, to be murdered? For what? stupid reason? Could either one of you answer that? What are we waiting for?
Okay,
well, go ahead, John.
I appreciate your question here, and I'm just thinking out loud here, JG, trying to formulate a way to do this. In the absence of either a state or a federal prosecutor filing charges against Baxter International or Bayer, all that would be left would be an individual or a group of individuals taking action on their own, which would be what we might call extra-legal. I can imagine 10 or 12 men showing up at a Baxter International Board of Directors meeting with armed and with a stack of handcuffs attempting to arrest the Board of Directors of Baxter International. And then what do you do with them then? What authority would you turn them over to? The local sheriff, the U.S. attorney, the U.S. marshals? You'd end up being arrested yourself.
My response would be that there are a couple of things we can do. One is to educate the people with as much vivid and powerful information as possible. When people know that somebody's out to kill them, even the most timid person will act. So this is what I've been trying to do. It took me 2 months last year. I spent 2 months making a special DVD, which was a compilation of some of the best DVDs out there. And I selected the information to tell a story as to how they want to exterminate us, most of the people in the world. And I think that the DVD did a wonderful job. In fact, I created a poem, and here's the poem that I had printed on these DVDs. It goes like this. In 2009, they took virus of swine and concocted a flu to cause panic in you. So you'll take their vaccine, their planned killing machine, and you will not suspect they intend to infect everyone they inject. For your family's defense, view this stark evidence. Disc copies disperse to each doctor and nurse, then mail back to me my DVD so that I can resume saving others from doom. And that's what's printed on all the DVDs, and I'll send you one, JG. Just contact me at, here's an easy email address to remember, planetxnow@yahoo.com.
That's simple.
planetxnow@yahoo.com. It's a 6-hour DVD, and I went through the trouble of buying a special VCR, a special DVD recorder that has high quality imaging, so that even though it's 6 hours, you would expect a 6-hour DVD to have pretty poor video quality. But it's, on the contrary, it's pretty good. And 6 hours is a lot of information, and I got the very best. So, this is the kind of information, and at the bottom of that DVD is a little instruction printed saying, for more copies, Google DVD replication. So all you do is go, Google or start page, DVD replication, send them that DVD, or actually photocopy. We have a JPEG of the label of the disc, that poem printed on the disc. You can send it to any DVD replicator. There are many of them that you can contact and get them made, like maybe 100 discs for $2 a piece. And you'll have an identical copy, not only visually and audibly, but also with the same identical poem printed on it. And this really grabs people when they see this poem. They're compelled to watch it. Whereas if you just give them a DVD and have somebody scribble in ink a little label on it, they're not going to take it seriously. But when they see this poem, it grabs their attention and they feel compelled to watch it. So I have distributed about 150 of these to people that specifically requested it. I went onto Yahoo groups, also the vaccine Yahoo groups, all the people who were struggling and fighting and outraged over the vaccines, and I knew these were the kind of people that I would want to educate, because then they would carry it on to others, pass the information on to others. You have to start with the most zealous people if you wanted to get the information to ripple outward throughout the public.
You do. JG, are you still there? Did we lose JG? Well, I guess
not to sound redundant, but to both of you, education is wonderful. We've been doing that with our people for decades. And, of course, a lot of our people call us crying wolf. But, you know, John, like I say before, none of us want to exercise our index finger. But when is it ever going to be the right time to whomever it shall be that shall stand up with whatever authorization, documents, badges? I mean, John, you know, you know as well as I do in special ops that, you know, once you dig a foxhole, you know, you don't sit there and wait for the enemy all the time. Sometimes the offensive pointing is, why are we waiting to be murdered? Why don't we go after the elite? And if they challenge us to think that they're going to come and arrest us, so be it. Shall we surround them? You know, as I, John, I don't know how rational that sounds. It's just that anybody in their right mind without a lobotomy standing around waiting to be murdered with chemtrails and vaccines, our children, you know, much less, you know, the no-win wars are one thing, John. We've been seeing this crap for 200 years. And as I say, nobody wants to stand up and be, you know, the yahoo that does the wrong thing. But by God, what are we waiting for? A firing squad before we say, oh, gee, here comes the bullet. Now I think I'll try to get out of my handcuffs. How stupid is that?
Let us all contact Dr. Len Horowitz. Dr. Len Horowitz is one person I know that has actually filed lawsuits against these people, against Baxter and Bayer Labs. He may be in danger. He's a brave man. Try to write down and memorize everybody listening. Try to contact him at his website is tetrahedron.org. That's T-E-T, Tom Edward Tom, R-A-H-E, DRON.org, tetrahedron.org. Dr. Len Horowitz struggling to get this lawsuit out, but he needs lots of people behind him to try to prosecute these people.
Well, going after these pharmaceutical companies with civil lawsuits, which I've spent my adult life dealing with massive civil lawsuits frequently, we've seen the outcome of that with this presidential birth certificate thing. If you've got the resources and are powerful enough, you can stop and stymie these civil lawsuits pretty effectively. And I would not expect a different outcome than we've seen with these multiple, at this point, about 30 or more civil lawsuits attempting to get at the birth certificate in Hawaii, which, of course, doesn't exist.
That's a good point.
We need to move on. JG, thank you for your call. We're going to get another caller here. Dave in California.
Hi, John. It's Dave from Canada. How are you doing?
Canada. Okay, well, it's at CA. Thank
you. Close enough. Hey, JG, if you're still listening, you're absolutely on target, man. But instead of throwing out everybody in D.C., you got to throw out the courts. You got to throw out the judges, and all these ones have got their fingers into it. And forewarned is forearmed. It's like, hey, everybody else, my family doesn't take vaccination shots. We don't go near hospitals. Or doctors or anything else of that sort, we have to do our own thing because nobody's going to murder us. But,
good.
John, last week I called in the second hour with your guest, and I asked a question about the electronics and the EMPs and the solar flares, okay?
Right.
I got those answers, that's fine, but I'd like to ask your guest. Now, I live within 100 miles of the watershed in Canada, okay? And
is watershed a place?
Well, yeah, the watershed is where everything flows north. It's the apex.
Oh, the Continental Divide.
Exactly.
Okay.
Everything flows north, everything flows south. I'm on the south side, 100 miles of the south side of the watershed. Okay. Now, with Ann's, I was trying to the question. Oh, I hear the music. Can I hold over?
Hold on, Dave. We'll get through this break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
it is Sunday, the 21st of March. If you're less than 50 years old, you may not know that music. That's from the wildly popular television show from the 1950s called Dragnet, Sergeant Joe Friday, Los Angeles Police Department detective. Dave in Canada, are you still there, sir? Dave in Canada.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let's see if John DiNardo's back. Are you there, John?
Yes, I am, John.
Okay, well, Dave has a question. Go ahead, Dave.
Now, we're still sitting with the Bermuda High over Greenland up in Canada here, and we have no snow whatsoever. We have no runoff. Even our rivers that are still frozen are dropping in level. And that's why I was asking Ann last week, John, about the backwash down the Mississippi and coming up the Gulf of Mexico. If we are sitting at this watershed, to your guest. Now, even though the water levels are rising and you're going to be dealing with a lot of major flooding, we're sitting at about 780 feet above sea level up here. Could it be that when you start, having the overflow and the flooding, or this Planet X goes through our southern hemisphere, we could be sitting high and dry with no water?
Well, anything could happen, yes. I mean, there is going to be water shortages worldwide, even though people will be drowning in it.
Yeah.
Because of the contamination. Now, you may be in an area where there's no water, but it's just unpredictable to say, to tell people where there will be water, potable water, and where there will not be. The general rule is just start storing water. Right now I have, I wanted to keep it a secret, but I have a lot of water. My relatives, they save empty plastic milk gallons for me, and I rinse them out real good in hot water and fill them up with tap water.
John. You're using plastic milk cartons to store water in?
I have to, because you just can't.
You can't do that. I've done this myself. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. They will fall apart and your water goes everywhere.
That happened to me when I was a while back. But now they're holding up. They've held up for over a year. But you're right. I do watch them and make sure they don't leak.
Okay. Okay.
I've been keeping an eye on it. So far, I don't have any floods in my basement. But, I mean, I'm prepared to do whatever I have to. There's not enough blast for me.
Let's get back to Dave in Canada. Dave,
okay.
Tell us, I'd like to know, are you near the Great Lakes or Hudson Bay, either one?
Okay. I'm right in the middle. I'm just below James Bay, and I'm just above the Great Lakes.
Stop. Yeah. The U.S. Navy says the Great Lakes and Hudson Bay will merge to become an inland sea. That's what the U.S. Navy says, not John Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I assume there's low-lying areas in some areas that aren't so low-lying in that geographical area, but that's what the U.S. Navy says.
And that's what the psychics say also.
Well, I don't know about psychics.
According to Michael Scallion.
Some of Scallion's stuff is right on and is concurrent with the U.S. Navy's scientists.
I can't get much higher than 780 feet here.
Well, look around you, do a Google Earth, and see your elevations. If there's a lot of lower land around you, you might be okay there, Dave.
Right.
All right.
Sir. I like the idea of storing water too. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. We've got a break coming up. We got Mike, Bob, and Mike, on hold here. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Introducing the new